session number 18442, Reel 3.
Peter White, Reel 3. People sometimes ask me how I can know whether what people tell me is accurate. Do you think what you've told me is accurate?
As near accurate as I can get. The memory is pretty vivid of all these things.
How did you come to leave Korea and get back?
We came home on the MV Georgic, motor vessel Georgic. Landed at Liverpool.
Was the voyage back just the same as going?
We came back, Aden, Singapore, Colombo. We stopped in Colombo, coming back. Port Said, England, Liverpool.
Did you keep fit and healthy in Korea?
Yes.
Any sicknesses?
No.
Were you involved in any other wars or conflicts after Korea?
No.
Where did you serve after that?
After that, we came back to England, went on to Germany, and by this time, the regiments were sorting themselves out for a peacetime role. And I was getting near to the end of my service. I had a year to go on my service. And they put it to me, will you be signing on or will you be going out? And I said I couldn't make my mind up. So what they done, they asked me if I wanted to go to Bad Oeynhausen in Germany. We went back to Lüneburg. And they asked me if I wanted to go to Bad Oeynhausen in Germany and drive and live with a brigadier and his family. So I said, all right, then I'll do that till I've sorted myself out. And they said, if you want to sign on, you come back to the regiment. We'd be more than pleased to have you in the regiment. So I went to Bad Oeynhausen and I looked after Brigadier Hackett, who eventually was General Sir John Hackett. The historian, military historian, just recently died.
How did you get on with him?
Extremely well. Extremely well.
How did he treat you?
Very well. Extremely well, yes.
So this would have been...
I learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from him. His attitude and his way of life. I learned a lot from him.
What things specifically do you mean?
To be nice to people and to treat people. And he was a terrific man with his attitude towards people. I shall never forget Brigadier Hackett. Never, as long as I live. Terrific man.
Can you give an example of his attitude towards people?
Yeah. I done a silly thing. Christmas time, I don't know, 1952. He was Deputy Quartermaster General. And that was Q Branch. And we had a Q Branch party. And when I had too much to drink, went back to the house and fell down the stairs. And I can remember the brig saying to me, go to bed, I'll see you in the morning. And when I saw him in the morning, he said, now then, White, that was a result of too much beer on a weak head. Don't let it happen again. Now I thought that was such a nice approach to something that I'd done wrong. And it was so nice of him to be nice about it like that. And he was gentle as well. His whole attitude was gentle towards me and the other driver, Jeff Sharp. Yeah, he was Terrific, man.
So that must have been in 1952, I suppose.
That was Christmas 1952.
Did you decide to stay on or not?
No, I decided that I would come out for a while. Just have, originally intended to have 3 months out and then go back. Because at that time, I could have reported back down to Bovington in Dorset, which was at Armoured Corps headquarters. And I could have reported there, and then they would have sent me back to the 8th Hussars. I met the wife. I decided to stay out for a little while longer, then a little while longer. And we'd been married for nearly 45 years.
But your wife is English, not German.
English, yeah.